Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 781, Dream Smash and Run, recorded live on May 20th, 2021. Everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm, and unfortunately, GT is not here again this week. He's still taking care of some family matters, but back in the hot seat, we have our other co-host, who has not technically left, but he's just kind of on temporary hiatus. But he's back in the house, and we also have his partner in crime. We have DJ Blue, PDX, and Rage More Nerd. Welcome Hello. Back to Podtacular.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh. All right, there's no following up that, so I'll just say hi.
I know Dusty's looking at me like, neighbors. God, what are
hello,
you doing?
Hello, gentleman okay. nerd, and hello, hi. Crazed DJ.
Listen, I'm just excited to talk a lot of smack to the people who are listening to this on the podcast. If you're listening to the recorded version of this, guess what? You should have been here during the live show, because right now, I literally just sold 18,000 codes to win 200 different PCs. And you know what? You missed out on the opportunity because you were too busy listening to us on the podcast, which you can find out about how to tune in later after the show. So there you go. Look at me. I'm advertising for you, dude.
Now you're making it sound like if they don't tune in, then they're worthless. We love all of our podcast listeners.
Am I wrong? They should be here for the live show.
Because maybe they can't be here for the... I mean, yes,
this
is
a dangerous train of thought. I'm going to go ahead and opt out of this.
Bye!
I'm just going to stay over here in the safe corner. No one's going to cancel me.
might be a wise decision after tonight's podcast. We'll see what happens.
Listen, this is what GT get.
Oh, now we're throwing it on GT now. Okay. Okay.
So lots of fun stuff has been happening. Man, Halo's been releasing a whole bunch of stuff. 343's been on top of it with all their launches of new information about things that we've already known about or that we had no doubt about in the first place. And watching all the other content creators and community members freak out. Oh my God, it looks so amazing. Yeah, no kidding. We knew this. Year ago.
Stopping word. Is today the tournament?
Today's not the tournament. I'm going to go ahead and just say, use your eyes, make a guess. Guess would be no.
Maybe.
No, not today. But you know what it is going to be? It's going to be Saturday? What day?
Saturday.
Who knows? It's Saturday starting at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, live on twitch.tv/DJBlue. PDX, we're going to be having the second in a series of four Griffball tournaments presented by DreamHack, powered by PlayGriffball.com, and you get to see some of the best in skills from a draft league tournament, and this time it's going to be Halo Reach Griffball.
Very nice.
There we go.
Vanilla Griffball or the any one of the fun types of Griffball?
It's going to be vanilla.
Okay.
Yep, Rage Murder, and I'll be shoutcasting it along with a very special appearance from the owner and originator of Griffball Hub. We're going to be kicking off the opening of the show with a very pregnant and very awesome.
No.
Yes.
Goose is going to be
Goose
back?
Checker. Goose is coming in for the very beginning.
What?
Goose is going to be helping us. Also, hi, Z-Fum. I'm a smartass, so I apologize. But no, Goose Checker is going to be there. We're going to be kicking off with Goose and Rage and I. It's going to be hilariously fun. And then Rage is going to help out with the opening of hosting some games as a neutral host. Goose and I back in the chairs, back in the podcast box. We're going to be jumping in and shoutcasting the games from the beginning. And then when we get down to the semifinals, Goose is already like, look, I'm going to make it for like 2 hours, then I'm out. I'm like, cool. Rage and I are going to kick off back and return to our regular positions of shoutcasters for the Griffball tournaments all the way up through the semifinals and the quarterfinals, semifinals, and championships with, of course, the final outcome one amazingly competitive team is going to win the grand prize of $400. That's $100 per player. The second place team, which technically loses, is going to still win a prize. It's $200, $50 per player, $600 prize pool in a double elimination circuit with over 13 teams playing. No, actually 13 teams playing. Yeah.
Just 13 this time around. Yeah.
And there we go. So
we had you on about a month ago for the first one.
Uh-huh.
I think we need a little bit of a status update on what the outcome was of that tournament for our listeners here. So what was the outcome of the tournament?
You want to give a little...
The winners of that tournament, the team name was the Star Blankets, and that was the team that was captained by Skell. And
first-time captain, by the way.
What's that?
First-time captain. Very nice.
Yeah, first-time captain. Very... you could tell this from watching the event. The event lasted about 8 hours. So from start to finish, we got to see him go, and his improvement from the beginning to the end was a big reason why that team ended up winning.
Yeah.
Another big reason why that team ended up winning is because of their number one pick, Ace B. Silent, who went first overall.
Yep.
Spoilers, he went first overall in this draft also.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. He was the first. He's always the first person to be drafted. He's kind of a godsend.
Also on that team was Y-Lux, also known as Dragon Guy, who is a captain this time around. So he picked 8th in this draft. And then the last one was Maddie B, a.k.a. M-Stell, who Lux also picked up for his team this season. For this event. So those were our winners. They took home the $400 prize. And so 3 of them are returning. Skell was not able to participate in this event. But Ace, Lux, and M-Stell are. So we'll see if they get lucky this time. The seeds were very impactful. I think all the top 8 seeds made it pretty much further in the tournament than the lower 8 seeds. So host, still a very big deal in Griffball. DJ, what are you doing with your pail?
Moving the sticker.
He murdered it.
Driving me crazy.
Murdering the sticker.
What was the sticker? I didn't see it.
It says, King Metalworth, 1.5 gallon container since 1960. Well, that's clear because it's definitely a...
That pail's 80 years old?
Apparently. It looked like it. I mean, the kind of thing I would expect to buy somewhere.
I was about to say, someone needs to learn math.
Right?
I'm usually really good at math.
Congratulations! It's proven! Rage Runner drinks!
What? Oh, jeez.
Whoa! Explode.
So,
hello.
Any big highlights? Any big highlights from the last tournament? Yeah.
Oh my God, we saw some. So right off the bat, we saw some really incredible teams push through, and it was really impressive because so many different members of the community kind of just turned on their shine bot, and it was great. We saw pass plays. We saw some incredible launches. Great examples of the things that I love about Halo 4. It's a fast-paced game. It's got pass play. You've also got a lot of ball RNG with regards to the physics. You can hit the ball midair. You can change its direction when you're trying to intercept it in the process of a throw or a pass. And we saw players start utilizing that, especially players who had a great history in Halo 4 competitive for Griffball. What was nice was looking at some of the veterans who had new players on their teams, teaching them this on the fly. Now, these teams had a week to work this out, and these teams all realized who they were with last weekend during the slow draft. So they've had so far several days opportunity to team up together, get familiar with things, and for those who are new to competitive Griffball, to learn about what's unique in this variant and this game type in order to make sure that their team successfully has a chance to win that prize pool coming up starting on Saturday at 12 noon. And I thought it was really unique to see people like Dragon Guy coming back. Dragon Guy was everybody's little brother. And it's funny because when you hear Dragon Guy talk now, he sounds like a man. When I first met him, Dragon Guy, you want to do a shotgun? Let's go! And Lux is still one of the most passionately unique Halo players I think we've ever met. And those of us who remember him as the kid that he was are really happy to have him back, you know, as an adult. And it's cool to see how many people return for it. Priest XYZ, one of the admins for playgriffball.com. And also, I agree with Priest wholeheartedly. I got to actually meet Priest in Houston at the Halo Outpost Discovery.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Very nice.
And I agree with you. I agree with you, Priest. Like, H4 is my jam. Now, here's the thing. Here's where it comes awkwardly. We've got to look at Halo Reach, which is a slightly slower but different style of game. It's still got the hammer effects and the gravity physics from 3, in a sense. But it doesn't have the super flow, like throwing, in the same sense that 4 does.
Yep.
So it's that merger. This was the first advancement beyond Halo 3 Griffball that they made back with Bungie, coming into Reach, and Reach being the last game that was made by Bungie for the Halo franchise, which is really cool. So being able to rock through all of that has been an interesting thing to watch, because I, of course, started playing Griffball competitively and just playing it in general in H4. So for me, learning it backwards has been a very different experience.
I bet.
But yeah, from a shoutcasting perspective, we've got a great field, we've got a great perspective, and a really, I think we've got a great environment and a great set of players to be able to shoutcast in the right environment to really showcase who our winners are going to be.
Very nice. Yeah, and it's interesting how different each iteration of Griffball is from game to game has been.
Yeah.
Halo 3 is not like Reach, is not like 4, is not like 5 when it comes to Griffball.
Oh yeah, they're all entirely different, and they all have their own little cult following. So it's always so in events like this, it's really cool to just go back to each game, and then we're gonna get a new set of players each time we go back. Because like I'm seeing a lot of, we're missing a lot of names here that we're gonna see once Halo 3 rolls around. Because there's a lot of the cult following for Halo 3 is probably the biggest, and it's always a really cool thing just to see which players excel in one version of the game over the others.
And we've got quite a few people who are even in chat right now. We got Ugloff, undoubtedly one of the best runners in H5 ever, who's also the admin and manager of my stream for the DJWPDX channel, the Respawn All-Stars, who's also going to be in this tournament.
Ooh, fun.
Ugloff got drafted. Somebody got a lucky. Now, what did Ugloff go first or second draft? Did first, second round?
He went third round.
He went third round.
Oh.
I'm going to just throw this out there. Congratulations, Ugloff, for being the sneaker, because whoever picked up Ugloff definitely grabbed a ringer.
That was noble.
And I'm noble, ooh, smart for that, because man, we should probably take a look at, let's go ahead and roll back up to this. I want to talk about the document and the spreadsheet real quick.
Okay.
So let's go over these before we start going into the process of this.
So you should have told me about this beforehand, because I can't really pull the spreadsheet up at the moment.
Hey, can you send him a spreadsheet and we can throw it up on the screen?
He sent it to me, but I don't have a scene that's ready to show desktop screens.
Well, I could sit here and try and freestyle rap and see how that works while you make one. Yo! I snap you down! Let's go! Hello! Yo! Hi, Snipedown! I don't know if you remember me. I fanboyed the shit out of you.
Just to clarify, Snipe, that was after the draft, though. He did not inflate your draft stock, as I know.
Snipe You Down is the Griffballer's Snipe Down. That's for any Griffballer, we say, oh, you mean Eric? No, we're talking about the real Snipe Down, our Snipe Down. Let's go. Snipe Down, definitely. And I'm giggling at the fact that anybody was like, who's that? Okay, if you don't know who he is, get good and get wrecked. So, you listen to the custom Bobby stream. Good. Awesome. That's great.
Oh, true. So,
why do heck?
The custom lobby stream. That's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that happened.
I talked about him because he's like, he hasn't played in ages. I don't give a crap.
This kid's
going to walk in and he's going to play for 5 minutes and figure out, I know what I'm doing, and that's it. He's going to rock, and I'm excited to shoutcast this. I'm excited to talk about it. I'm excited to talk about your history. It's going to be great. Bro, I'm booty. Booty, 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 booty all around. What? So, I know you say that now, and he's going to walk out, and he's going to beat the living daylights out of people on that field, and I'm going to be so jazzed to talk about it. We've got Ugloff. Now, Oogie, are you planning on running as a streamer? Not as a streamer. As a, I'm wrecked. A streamer, not a streamer. Are you going to plan on running as a runner or running as a tank? Because you do both fairly well. Doorstopper in the house. What up, bud?
Yeah, I'm very curious about that, too, because Ace obviously is going to tank. Deathleak is a playmaker. And then Noble is comfortable running, too. So I'm not sure who intends to run or tank.
We have Noble, Ace, Deathleak, and Ugloff on one team.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun team to watch.
Are you in? Like, that's gonna be wild. All right. So let's talk about that. We got, yeah, as you mentioned, that's a power team right now. So let's go to team number two, which is Dilly. Dilly picked Yiga Saego,
that is
which
Star.
Is also known as Star. Yeah, everybody just call him Star. Don't pay attention to his weird names. Miss the Cold, she's incredible, and B Mini, also known as Maddie B. That's not Maddie B.
That's Beam Me Up.
Yeah. Beam Me Up, which is Apostic. Apostic.
He's beam me up.
I know
he's
some other streamer names, not their Griffpool names.
Oh yeah, you're backwards.
I'm so backwards. This is why you didn't get pictures of Catherine, DJ. You're not wrong.
Can you do this professionally?
Wolverine's team is Wolverine, AJ to Juice Main, power player, Mystical Novice, power player, Mungo Pungo, power player. That's going to be a team that we're going to have to watch out for. I feel like they're going to get really violent on the field, and it's going to get really crazy.
I don't know who's going to run for that team. Probably Mungo.
I was going to say Mungo or Mystical. Like, Mystical Novice knows how to run, but Mungo Pungo is... Mungo Pungo knows what he's doing with the ball. And you add that to the hammer, like, to that tanking power of AJ and Miss Wolverine, and then the diversity that Mystic brings to it, you've got a little bit of everything right there. So let's move on to team number four, which is Tommy Westside's team, Bogo Margs. What the hell does that even mean?
Look, again, they all sent me their team names, and I kept facepalming after each one. Just read them and move on. I don't know what these teams
right.
are.
So Bogo Margs got Tommy Westside. Now, here's where it's going to be interesting. We got Judicy. Judicy rolled in last time. I had never heard of this kid before. And he walked in during the Halo 4 tournament and whipped... Literally beat the living daylights out of people on a regular basis, and I was very happy about it. Really love watching Judicy's gameplay. A dynamic player who also works with Captain and works with the team in order to make sure everybody's got their objectives met, and was really helpful. He wasn't a standalone player. You see some of these kids who come in from matchmaking who may be stat patterns or otherwise rocking out like, I'm just gonna go and hold down the spot and think that that's helpful. Sometimes it is, a lot of times it's not. But Judicy really worked well with the team dynamic. You add that to Man Cannon. Oh my God, because Man Cannon helped find me. And Man Cannon is a legend with a world title under his belt. Plus Moldyvolts. Now, Moldyvolts we saw last season on Noble's team. Definitely a great player. Good stats. Good strats. If that team is as chill as it feels like they would be, you got Man Cannon, you've got Tommy Westside, who is, while you think he's just a wild, oh my God! Player, he's actually pretty chill in chat. So I think that chill is going to actually feed out to the rest of the team, and it's going to help them out on that strategy side.
Yeah, now real quick, the interesting thing on this team, though, is that the number one pick, Judicy, who went fourth overall here, he went second to last in the Halo 4 event. That was 64 players. He got drafted 64th, and he went all the way up to fourth place. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And he got drafted fourth? Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm told his main game is actually Reach, so we might get a better version of him here. So
damn, this is going to be lit. This is going to be fun. Ooh. All right, moving on to team five, we got Twinkie's team called Minor Threat. Now, we got that Twinkie with Corn Chip. Y'all remember us talking about Corn Chip during our event right before draft started. Corn Chip was walking out just beating the living daylights out of people. You add that to Doorstopper. Anybody who thinks Doorstopper is nothing to be like, is nothing to go up against, you're insane and an idiot. Congratulations, you just got destroyed. Doorstopper with everybody. Make sure I got my bleep button. And then you've got Doorstopper
getting
adding,
some exercise now, isn't it?
Right? Now, you heard of us. Let's talk about you heard of us. You heard of us ended up in the third round.
So, he came in and played in the custom night, and it was the first time I'd ever seen him play, and he looked really comfortable with the ball, so I assumed that he was a runner. And then once we started going to the chat, and more people started telling me who he was, apparently he's the tank.
He's a tank that runs the ball like that? Are you insane?
So, he's very versatile, and he could be one of those big sleeper picks here, because, I mean, he looked very, very comfortable on the court. He knew exactly where to position himself. He understood the game and the strategy behind
really
it.
Did.
So, this team has a lot of wild cards. Again, I think Corn Chip probably went earlier in the draft than people expected, but then again, he's also been playing the best that we've ever seen him play since his time in the league, and he is a two-time champion already. Yeah. So there is a lot. There's a veteran presence on this team. There are new players. There's X factors. So it's going to be. They will be an interesting team to watch.
Yeah, I got to agree. And then, so let's move on to the Eurostars. Now, one of the things that we ran into last season was a very interesting dilemma with the fact that we had a huge number of EU players. Anybody who remembers Griff Ball Hub knows we had a massive collectivity from not only the Oceanic Leagues in the very beginning, but also the Euro Leagues. Mm-hmm. And the European Griff Ball Leagues, the EU GBL, was amazing and it was strong. And we really feel like they have a great level of talent to bring back to the conversation when it comes to competitive Griff Ball. But in this situation, of course, the majority of our players, at least for these events, have been in North America. But that all stops with the Eurostars. Let's take a look at this. Coming in from the EU, we've got, obviously, Captain Sev. Great tank, but also can double as a carrier. We've also got Demon, who is US-based. And then we've got SimQ and Aware Mosquito, all from the UK. So it'll be very interesting to watch how that delivery of tonight's seating randomly from the little wads of paper in my bucket. We'll do it with the bucket up here so I can be like, I don't know what numbers I'm picking. Nobody can bitch about it later. The key is we've got a bunch of UK players, and these are not UK players that you want to mess with. These are UK players who understand several things, not only game strats.
Flag.
They understand how to use ping. That latency and ping to their advantage. This is not cheating because you're using it to your advantage. No, this means you need to pay attention to where they are. Pay attention to your understanding of how the hammer works. Understand what that radar means when you're playing against somebody from the EU and how you want to navigate that field and how you want to play a little bit more cautiously in certain circumstances to make sure that you avoid that hammer and you walk away with a win. This is going to really prove who goes up against this team and who knows what they're doing in game and who doesn't.
Mm. Now, if there's one team that really, really, really wants the number one seed here, it is definitely Eurostars. It was a very big risk for Sev here to go with three EU players. To draft two more to make three EU players. I think there's only six in the entire tournament, and he's got half of them.
Yeah, wow. Is weird because we had quite a few during the Halo 4 tournament. We had more than that.
Yeah, I think the EU leagues were a lot stronger in Halo 4 than they were back in the Reach days. I don't really remember much from the EUs from the Reach days, but I know Halo 4 was definitely some prime years. But yeah, so when it comes to the host and the strategy here, usually if you have the host advantage over the Euro team, you're going to just try and get a host as far west as possible. That's the go-to strategy here. So if the Eurostars do come out here with a high seed, that is going to really push them up their rankings because they'll be able to pick the East Coast hosts and even up the battle as much as possible. So if there's one team desperate for a high seed here, it is definitely them.
Okay. Yep. Agreed. Taking a look now at Team 7. Now, this is Ice Jagas team. It's called Spam Folder because why not? Let's talk about spam. You can actually cook it. You can fry it. You can make it with rice and soy sauce. It always usually tastes reasonably good if you're camping, unless you go fishing, and then you can just eat fresh fish. It's like sushi, only fresher. Let's talk about their players. Icy Tanker is with Jaga. And we've also got Grunt Padre and Sket. This team is a little bit scattered, in my opinion, but also it's an undiscovered team in that sense of the balance here. You got Icy Tanker. You go up against Icy Tanker in a one-on-one situation anywhere, 9 times out of 10, you're going to lose. All right. Jaga, already hardcore player, understands how to run, understands how to tank, both of them. He learned from a great captain, and I think he's come out as being an incredible player in the leagues, regardless of the variant of Griff Ball that we're playing. Now, you add to that, you got Grunt Padre. Grunt Padre's been going back longer than I've been around Griff Ball. So, hardcore player. And then you got Sket. Again, I don't mess with Sket. You know why? Because every time I try to, Sket f***ed me up. Straight up, Sket f***ed me up every time. So,
well said.
So, Rage, thoughts on this team?
I have two major points coming out of this team. One, Jaga has been playing on 4G internet for the last however long. But now he's on like 1,000 up and 1,000 down. He's got new internet. Oh, and God, especially in Reach,
not good.
Reach tanking, very important to have that high-speed internet. So we'll see how much that affects his play. I'm assuming it's only going to do good things for him, but I have not been in the custom to see how it's changed his play. So that is something to consider. And then secondly, I see Tanker, known as a very strong tank, but also a very strong runner, and he wants to go into this tournament as a runner, from what I've been told.
Really?
So it's
I don't doubt that he can do it, because he's done it before.
Yeah, he was very good at that in Halo 4, and I'm assuming he's going to want to go in there, be very punch-happy, kind of like Jinji will be. How well it's going to work when Jaga, Grump, Hadrian, and Sket are your tanking lineup, and you have to go against teams that have tanking combinations of like AJ and Novice, and then teams with Ace or Star. It's interesting to see if they will make an adjustment in the tournament if it's not working out with Icy Tanker running. They may do it in the first game if they go into this early hole, so that's definitely something to keep an eye on if Tanker is going to hold on to that ball, but he's going to go back to tanking.
And Bip Bap Bobbity Boo says another story Bobby. Akin to BobbyNet.lol.
Yep.
Bobby I don't Net. Even know what that means. But you know what? I appreciate it. Let's roll on now to team...
You know Bobby.
I know.
You know Bobby.
Bobby. Bibbidi bobbidi boo, baby. Let's go. We got team number... That's by the spam folder. So team number 8 is Like Clockwork. Now, the captain on this team is one of the champions from Halo 4. He's been around in Griffball history for a long time. You knew him as Dragon Guy. He now comes back rebranded as Y-Lux. We just call him Lux. Now, he picked up an interesting group of people. So, Fanciest Pants, Mstel 96,
Maddie B,
my buddy, my first captain in a Halo 3 league. So I, you know, shout out to that. And then of course we've got Ejolts. Now Ejolts rolled around with Noble and who was the other player? We just had Moldybolts. Ejolts was Moldybolts and Noble last season in April for the event with Halo 4. Now, got picked up and is on Lux's team. So let's talk about that, because this is a pretty dynamic team. Obviously, we have a champion from Halo 4. We've got Fanciest Pants. We've got Mstel. Ejolts is the only one I'm a little confused about. But it's Dragon Guy's team. You know he's going to walk out and whip.
Ejolts is definitely going to be the wild card here for this team. I'm not sure what to expect out of him. I haven't seen him play all that much.
Fired!
this team, the X factor for this team, though, it's always going to come down to someone like Dragon Guy. He was a big playmaker. He's going to have the ball in his hands. Fancy's going to be there to hold the tanking line as best he can. And it's really going to be all eyes on Lux and just see what kind of plays he's going to pull off, how he's going to mesh with Mstel coming back after they played in the Halo 4 event. This would be an interesting team, but all eyes on Lux for me.
There we go.
Very nice. All right,
coming in for team 9. It says European squad without Europeans. I feel like everything about that is equally as wrong as it is right. It's going to be teamed up and captained by Frenzy. Frenzy, also known as Friends, or it's spelled French if you are completely illiterate and got kicked in the head by a donkey as a child. On his team is Grim Season, or Grim Szechuan, as you might want to... I abbreviated Szechuan. I worked at a Chinese food restaurant when I was a kid. It was SZN. So Grim Szechuan, Killer Daemon, and Skullin 75. I have literally nothing to comment about this team because I know none of them personally.
I don't know if you know. You might know Grim more as Enfright. That was he's played before on that tag. Otherwise, this is the biggest question mark team. I have very little experience playing with pretty much all of these players.
So what you're saying is it's going to be an underdog story for them, maybe.
It very well may be an underdog story. I do not know what to expect out of this team.
Only one way to find out, and that's to tune in on Saturday.
Right. Yeah, right. Here we go. All right, coming up on Team 10. Now, getting to the last end of the of this runout. The captains that were chosen obviously have a little more experience than the rest so far. So, a Regressor, formerly known as Godless. Now, the first time I met Regressor was at the RTX World Championships in 2015, my very first event ever. I got to shoutcast Easy as Pie as they rolled into the final championships on the RTX stage, the RTX main stage, and he was part of that. Now, Regressor picked up the one and only Vexillexedrome!
also known as Snipedown, and RTG NHL and Maverick 3192. Now, I'm imagining Maverick's going to be their chosen runner of the team. Maverick really loves running. He loves to grab it. I also hope that Snipedown appreciated the echo effect. But when you look at when you look at this regressor, nobody in their right mind challenges regressor without regret. Because if you go into that thinking, well, I'm a bless God was up. No, you're not. And you're going to remember it. Anybody who wants to walk up against Vex Luxodrome and be like, well, I'm going to beat his that's also not going to be how that goes down. Even though Vex is like, I'm moody. Yeah, I give you 5 minutes of prep time and you'll be fine. RDG NHL, always an amazing player to shoutcast for. And then we've got Maverick, who is definitely a little bit on the punchy side. But I think that if he can work within the leadership of Regressor and pay attention to those indicators from his team, make sure that he's paying attention to position, not running up without his tanks and risking a loss and turnover of the ball, I think this team is a real shot at walking out, at least in the top four teams.
Okay. So this team, where this is everything Regressor has always been about. When the way he drafts, he goes for the highest potential team possible. Because back in their prime, Snipedown and RDG were two absolute monsters of tanks. I was surprised to see him go for Snipe this early, because again, Snipe has not played in about 7 years. But again, if he comes back into form, if he gets a good version of RDG, because RDG's prime was in Halo Reach, then this team will have one of the strongest tanking duos in the tournament. And then Regressor, who is very versatile, he can tank, he can run. That is the biggest question going into it. He's going to end up wanting to hold onto the ball, because I still feel he is most effective and has the biggest impact on the game when he is running. And if they're just going to let Maverick kind of go in as that third tank and just give him free reins to just try and figure out things as he goes, it remains to be seen, but the potential for this team is very high.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, rolling on to, and that's, of course, the Fat Mav team. Now we're going to move on to team number 11. Now, team number 11's name is Candace. Can this team win it? I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. We'll find out.
He's probably going to change a team name after this. He just wanted to do this on the podcast.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, it's Candace team win a championship again, and here we go. That's why we're saying it. Gingy has walked out. He's got multiple world championships, national titles under his belt already. Gingy's a proven player who can manage to walk away with the win, and he's a single-handed tanking nightmare. You don't want to go up against him. If he's got the ball, he knows how to pot a punch, and he understands how to work it. Now, added to this team, he's got Godsnipe, he's got Meowla, and Mr. Epic Beast, who went third round. What the actual is that about? Mr. Epic Beast went third round. Are you insane? Who didn't pick him up first? I know people are like, oh, he doesn't play the same in Halo Reach. Give him 5 minutes. He'll figure it out. Now, I think Gingy's team, definitely one to be very, very, very cautious around. Be very careful with. We've got massive tanking power on this team, and any one of these players are completely capable of running that ball. So when you get a group of people that are really dominant when it comes to that hammer, really dominant when it comes to the sword, and comfortable with either throwing the ball, passing it back to each other, this is where the risk factor comes in. You've got to pay attention to what's happening, where they're positioning themselves, and how they're going to work it out. Because on this field, all it takes is one mistake in reach, and that's it. It's over. You're done. I think they've got a real, real chance in that top shot right there.
Yeah, in terms of teams that it's not clear who intends to run the ball throughout the entire tournament, this is probably the team where it's probably the best time to have the best problem to have, because Gingy is one of the few players where, as a runner, he is pretty much a tank because he gets that many punches with it. So
he's insane with it.
Yeah, so I'm sure he's going to come in here fully ready to run throughout the entire tournament. I'm sure he'll stick with it. God Snipes, he got a fantastic number one tank who can hold the tanking line if he continues to run. If they want to switch it up and have a ridiculous tanking duo, they'll be able to do that as well. Meowla is back after not playing for a couple years. Remains to be seen what to expect from her on the court. But in her day, that she was a very solid tank, so that is potentially a very strong number three pick. And then Epic Beast as the last pick is just great. A playmaking kind of player, you never know what to expect. And if Gingy does intend to start tanking at some point, I imagine Epic Beast will be the one running the ball.
Agreed. And of course, anybody who was at that RTX tournament remembers that, yeah, thanks to Dusty, we all got trashed the night before the final. And we appreciate your contributions.
There might have been $1,200 of booze that had to be spent.
All right, let's take a look at the next team. Now, when you want to talk about people with a leadership capability and a dynamic background in winning, and I don't mean just winning a few, I mean winning championships at RTX Worlds, at the national level, at the pro level. We're talking about the one and only person that come up next to ShadowS16 and Gingy, and that would be Digital Pain. Digital Pain returns in his full stature, being able to rock a team that is going to really put the screws to anybody that tries to come up against them. It is Digital Pain. He's going to be teaming up with Blue Collar Kid, also known as It's BCK. Blue Collar Kid's been around since before I was in Halo 4. On top of that, got Ace Spence. Now, Spence is a little bit more aggressive than other players. Let me put it that way. But also, really good at what he does. And now It's Lo Main. First of all, now I'm hungry for noodles. That was rude. But also, I love this player's name because now I really want Lo Main. I want some noodles, baby. Let's go. But I don't know who It's Lo Main is, but if you look at Ace Spence's ability to actually tank and you actually channel that kind of aggression with BCK and Digital Pain, depending on Lo Main's position in this group, I think we've got something that could really, really work on an unexpected level for Digital Pain.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Is Lo Main either, a new player, but if there is probably no better position to learn the game than being on the team that he's on. When you have someone like Ditch who can carry a tanking line as well as anyone, he's consistently a tier one player and will could possibly lead the league in the KD when it comes down to it. And behind him, you have someone like BCK, who when I first came into the league, I saw as probably the best runner. He is incredibly difficult to get the ball away from, and he was the first runner drafted with intentions on running in this event, and I don't think it's a surprise. And then alongside them, you have Ace Spence, who's very knowledgeable of the game, and you've got three established veterans who all know what they're doing. You throw the new player in there, that is the best possible scenario you can put a new player in. He's going to be able to soak up a lot of knowledge, and he's got the top-tier runner, he's got a top-tier tank. He'll just be able to go in there and just fit wherever he can.
Yep. It's going to be wild. And that's called Digi's team. Now we're going to go to look at our 13th team. And they were so close, but rolled in, I believe, as the second place team. Yeah.
Lucky 13?
For the Halo 4 season.
Lucky 13?
No. Galvin?
Oh, come on.
Galvin lost before that.
Oh, okay. Well, then here we go. It's the originals, and it's Galvinator. Now, Galvin, one of an extraordinarily decorated and well-established player in the leagues. Galvinator is somebody that I can't beat more than maybe... I could maybe kill him 1 in 10 times on the field. Galvinator picked up Wrecking Nerds. Again, great choice, great tank. Also, both of them are capable of running that ball. You add Dixon. Never heard of you, but you know what I like to say? I like cider. I'm not going to make the joke, but here we go.
No, you're not.
And then Nuckley. I don't know who Nuckley is. I don't know who Dixon is.
Others may know Dixon as Freak. Nuki, I don't know who that is. That's another new player. So we got a couple wild cards here on this team. But, I mean, again, you've got arguably the best tanking duo in the tournament here with Galvin and Wrecking Nerds. Those guys are ridiculous. I believe they're both West Coast players as well. So if they get a high seed and they're able to ride West Coast host throughout this tournament, then this team could get really dangerous really quick. What are you snickering about?
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. I just was trying to not make a joke. There we go. On Podtacular, because I respect this platform and this program.
And how many times have you used the bleep button tonight, DJ?
What? No. Here, listen. I've got my bleep button on overdrive right now. It's going to get worn out. That's going to get worn out real fast. All right. We can go back to our main screen because we got to talk about some things and see how this is all going to work out. Let me switch the hoo-ha over to the what? There you go. All right. So here's the thing. Now, everybody who knows, I've got a big old bucket.
A big old bucket.
And bucket rhymes with chuck it.
What's in the bucket?
I don't know. Waiting for that joke. There we go. now I've pulled out 16, okay, 15, and 14 because we have 13 teams. These sat over on the side.
So
what
are those
noble?
So are those the same pieces of paper from the first time?
Oh yeah, I've kept this bucket literally over here. My houseman was like, "Do you use that to pee in when you've got a stream long?" I'm like, "No, it's full of numbers."
How the dogs not eating that yet?
Because they aren't allowed in the broadcast studio at all.
Oh, I've been told they're not allowed to do a lot of things, and they end up doing it anyway.
Nope, they got to get down here. I have a full on gate. I have a swear gate. Like all I hear is the gate scream, and then I'm like, they're in the downstairs. Here we go. I've got all these little wads of paper. There's 13 of them. Okay. Now, since there was questions last time by people,
well, I didn't get to say you did it. I think it was blah 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 blurs.
Here's how it's going to go. All 13 are in here. I'm keeping this above, visible, right here next to my hand. Here we go. When I reach in and grab it, I'm going to grab one of these 13 numbers. So, Rage, let's talk a little bit about how this is going to go, because we want to make sure we got to get everybody to know there is a couple different situations that may benefit the teams at the top at the very end.
Yeah, so last time we had an even 16 teams, so it was there were no buys at all. This time we only have 13 teams, which means there will be three teams that get a buy in the first round. That's what the bracket should look like. Trusting challenge should not let me down there. So I'm expecting three teams to get a buy. Usually the way brackets work are you go 1 to 13, the highest seeds will get the host preference, but we are not going to give them the buy because that's just ridiculous. That is way too strong. So what we're going to do is the first three teams that get picked, they're going to be the bottom three seeds, but they are going to be the teams that get the buy. So it's kind of a little bit of a trade off here. You get the buy, but you also are not going to get the host preference for most of the tournament. So in terms of making the bracket work, I think it's just going to be upside down just so I can give the right teams a buy, but that's what's going to happen. So we're going to go backwards. So the first teams that DJ pulls out of the bucket, those teams will go get the lowest seeds first. So we're going to work our way backwards from 13 to 1. The last team picked will get the number one seed, and the highest seeds will get the host preference in the tournament.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. So, Dusty, with your permission, should we go ahead and get this started?
Let's do it.
All right.
I need to have some fancy music for next time that I can play in the background.
This will stay visible for everybody so that you can all see me reach into it. It will never leave purview.
Rig.
All right. Right. First one is, I don't really think this process out.
You can't unfold it, can you?
God damn it. Hold on.
I've got some dice.
First is 10.
10.
So team 10 is, that is Regressor.
That's Regressor's team. All right. So they are the 13th seed. They will not get host preference to the tournament, but they will get a first round bye.
All right. In 12th place, we have team. Wait, shit.
Which one is it?
Nine.
Nine.
I had to look because I know that I've got, like, I do my loops for the sixes. There we go. It's team nine.
All right, that is Frenzy's team. So they are now the 12th seed. They will also get the bye.
All right.
And then this last team is the last team that will be getting the bye. Not going to get their host preference pretty much the entire tournament, but a bye is nice.
Doing this one-handed is such a pain in the ass.
This All is right. painful.
Team number three gets the third bye, and that is going to be Dilly and the Salvatore.
Nope, that is Wolverine's team.
Nope, you're right. That's Wolverine's team. There we go.
That is AJ, right. Mystical Novice,
I'm sorry,
and Mungo.
Yeah, there we go. It's going to be Wolverine's team.
I've got you covered. I've got you covered.
There we go. All right, now. In the next place, this number, this is, now that's the six right there. That is the six.
Oh, that
team
is
team number six. That is the Eurostars. Oh,
that is
right now. They hate me right now. So
they're
bad.
Not going to be pleased with you with that one. The team
I'm
with
so
three
sorry,
Europeans
Eurostars.
got maybe the worst possible seating.
So, dude, you saw me pulling it out of the random bucket, and I'm so sorry.
I apologize. Use the dice next time.
Yeah, Sev, when I come to the UK, I swear to God, I will buy you an entire bottle of port. I promise you.
I really love you to death, man.
I'm so sorry.
Do I need to get a dice cam for next time? I've got some dice.
I feel so bad. I feel like oh God. All right. Coming up, Sev, I really do apologize, man. You guys got wrecked twice. But there's still two more tournaments to go, dude.
Coming up next,
it is 13.
That is number 13. That is Galv's team.
At least Galv got in this too. So Sev's like, yeah, Galv, suck it.
This is not as bad as it is for Eurostars, because Team 9, they're still US best players, that their two best players are West Coast, so they could dominate on those hosts, but yeah, that's unfortunate.
I'm really sorry, Seb. By the way, the next one is team number 8. That is Lux's team.
That is Lux's team. All right, right in the middle.
Right in the dead middle of that. And I feel bad, but I'm definitely gonna get you a bottle of port. That's where you got. I like a good tawny port, my dog.
Oh, I still can't believe it.
Next team is 12. Team number 12. It's Digi's team.
Digital Pain.
I feel really bad.
You should. All right, we're in the top half. We're in the top half now. So these teams will. I believe these are the teams that'll get host preference in the first round. There's only 5 first round games. That's what's going on. Seven.
Team number seven.
That is Yaga's team.
Keep the bucket in view, and I'm doing it with one hand. I hope you understand how hard this is.
You want to use dice next time? I got some dice. They're even red and blue dice.
How many sides are on that?
I've got D20s, D10s, D8s, D6s, D4s.
How Dungeons and Dragons have you? Next up, it's team number 4. Bogomars, Tommy Westside.
That is Tommy's team with Judicee, Cannon, and Moldy Bolts. Final four.
Here we go. The next up, team number 5.
That is Minor Threat. That is that Twinkie's team with Corn Chip, Doorstopper, and You Heard of Us. Ace and Star and Gingy are going to be the last three teams and get some pretty good host preference in the tournament.
First of all,
that's rough.
How the did that happen?
I don't know.
First of God. All right, coming up next, it is team number 1. That is going to be Noble's team with Ace. How did Ace pull it off again? God dang it. I shook this up. I wadded it up. God.
He can't stop winning.
Ace is all like, yeah, what's up?
Last two teams are Adili's team and Gingy's team. Let's see who gets the number 2 seed.
Just wadded up so tight. Swear to God. It is number 2. Team number 2.
That is Adili's team,
which leaves Gingy as the first claim. Gingy's going to be like, yeah, dog. What's up? I just want everybody to see the number.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. Number 11.
Alright, Gingy gets the number 1 seed.
God.
I feel so bad for Sev.
Sev and your entire team, I'm so sorry, but you saw the process. Steven, I'm so sorry.
Not only did they get one of the low seeds, they don't even get the bye.
But that being said, I'm just going to wad these back up because we got to do this for next month again. Here's my thing. If you want to come to a player's agreement with the other captains that if you have to play against somebody who's got a majority UK team, they want to go choose an East Coast host, that is completely within your purview of your stuff. But if captains are going to be douchebags, they're going to say, no, we're playing on a Hawaii host.
I don't think we've ever had a team play on a Hawaii host before. Do we? I don't think
I don't
that's
know. Do we know any Hawaiians that play Griff Ball?
Like, I don't think so.
Anybody from the Samoan community that's like, hey, we're playing the Griff Balls, let's go. I don't know. What I will say is congratulations to our teams. We've got an amazing opportunity. Two teams, eight players are going to win parts of a $600 cash prize this coming Saturday. It is going to be $400 for the first place team, $100 per player, $200 for the second place team. That's $50 per player in a double elimination tournament that starts at 12 noon Pacific. That's 3 p.m. Eastern, live on twitch.tv/DJBluePDX. You can find out all about it. Plus, experience this adventure with Rageborn Nerd and I, plus special guest shoutcaster at the beginning of the show, the one and only Goose Checker. And it's going to be lit. So, yeah.
Very nice.
Very, very awesome sauce.
Yes.
So
that's exciting.
Podtacular. And Dusty, thank you so much for letting us come back on and and run all these things on your show, man. We appreciate it.
It was good having you back. Be nice to have you back regularly at some point.
I need to, yeah. So once we get through the events in July, I will have more time to get back on the show and do more fun, ridiculous things. I put in this bucket back in the corner. I'm not peeing in it. we've got that. We've got a blue microphone giveaway next weekend. We've also got a pair of Astro headphones we're giving away during the tournament, which will be a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all of you, those listening on Spotify or the 18 different ways you can get this podcast. Too bad you weren't live watching what we had on screen.
Well, if they're a patron, they can go and watch the VOD later. So what's the over under? Because a lot of the people that you were talking about in the teams, you guys had a lot of, like, there's a lot of veterans on here. There's a lot of people that are good. So I think there are only like two teams that you were kind of unsure about, and everyone else has some rock star lineups. So what's you're kind of over under on what you think might happen this weekend.
If I'm gonna pick a team to win, I almost want to say Ace's team with Noble again. They got a top three seed. They have Ace. There's playmaking. There's defense. They have running.
Yeah,
Jindy's team's gonna be, I don't know. I don't think there's a given here.
Go ahead.
If Galvin's team got a top five seed, I would probably pick them because they can ride that West Coast, so it's pretty good. If there's one thing the Halo 4 tournament showed us is that the power of hosts is very strong. I'll go ahead and say I'm going to pick Noble's team to win. Noble, Ace, Deathleak, and Nugloff.
And here's the thing that I'm going to throw out there. We have the leadership of two incredibly talented world championship title holding, multi-title holding winners in here. Jinji with first and Dij with seventh on those. But I would say Jinji's team is probably going to be a little more, I don't know. Because I don't know Lomain's capabilities. I think Jinji's team might be a little more dominant than Dij's team. But we've also got people who know very well how to play against each other because they've been playing with each other for years, going on a decade. Okay. But Ace, who tends to work pretty well on his own regardless, acts like it was interesting because Skell is the one who picked them up last season, right?
Yeah, last tournament. And we saw what happened when you have someone like a new player like Skell have a talent like that to show him how to play. He was a completely different player by the end of that tournament.
And he learned so much. So when you've got somebody who has even more experience than Skell rolling into this, and he picked up Ace, the amount of things he's going to be able to learn from Ace just that he's probably already learned in this last week of practice and setup and prep. Look at what they're going to be doing and this in-game play with the tournaments outside of the customs they've already been doing is going to be really interesting because if he can pick up on what Ace knows and glean some of that knowledge, it's going to be wild, wild. But then again, Sev SimQ, I want to throw this out. The Eurostars did get the end of the deal on this. However, Mosquito is nobody to screw around with. Mosquito knows what he's doing. Whether he's playing on a U.S. host or not, you add him onto SimQ. SimQ? I'm sorry. I wouldn't screw with SimQ any day, anyhow. I'm going to walk into that game and go, okay, well, I'm about to get completely wrecked. And then there's Sev. Everybody knows I can't touch Sev. Maybe once in seven. Once in seven attempts, I can kill Sev. These guys know what they're doing. They've been playing on US hosts for some time. They may be able to work this to their advantage and walk away with a dominant streak in this series. And I think that we've got so many different teams. The things I love about the draft, we have diversified the talent pool amongst 13 different teams and really come up with a unique blend of varying different opportunities and potential. And now it's just going to come down to how they play on game day and how this all works out.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, yeah. I'm looking, because remember, as a 10 seed, they still have host preference over three teams. And those three teams, one of them is Regressor's team, very high potential team. They very well could face them later on in the tournament. Frenzy's team is a big wild card. I don't know what to expect. They could come out and be dominant. And then Wolf's team has a tanky duo of AJ and Novice. This could come into play, and they could have a host preference in this tournament. It may actually not be the biggest nightmare scenario possible, but we'll see what happens. I don't know what the matchups are going to look like, what their path to the championship is going to be, but I'm not going to count that team out just because they got an unfavorable seed. You can never know what a team can pull off.
Yeah. Every tournament has some kind of underdog that has a little bit of a story or has a big story, and it's got to always watch out for those.
And of course, as a reminder, this isn't the end of the series. We've got this is a best of a 4-part series we're going to be premiering in partnership with DreamHack and, of course, PlayGriffBall.com. Coming up in June, we've got the Halo 3 draft, which I'm thinking is probably going to be the largest series that we will have done here. We may actually have to cap involvement. I was thinking Reach would be bigger than 4. 4 was a Rockstar event. Reach is a little bit smaller. 3 is probably going to be larger. And then, as soon as we're done with 3 in June, we're going to have the community feedback. So that means we will do a live poll on Twitter so people can watch where it goes and how it goes and let them vote on it. And we will show up in July with the very final. And it is a bring your own team classic style event. The God Squads will return. We're going to see people probably utilizing some of the new talent, some of those diamonds in the rough that they found over the last 3 months from our tournaments here and in the Griffball Discord, to see who's going to walk away with that final championship, because the very final event will not be broadcast on my channel. The very final event will be the kickoff of a very special series this summer. It's called DreamHack Beyond, and we'll be premiering our final event as the kickoff for DreamHack Beyond, a 7-day celebration of digital gaming festivals and indie games across the world, all right in one spot at DreamHack. You don't want to miss it. You want to tune in. It's going to be incredible. And of course, Griffballers walking in, showing how we roll, nice, kicking ass and taking names.
It'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So we'll let the community decide which one we're going to play, whether it's going to be 3, Reach, or 4. And then we will come out swinging and show them an amazing time with some of best teams that Griffball has.
And when is this final big showdown happening?
The very final show kicks off on July 24th, and from the 24th to the 31st will be DreamHack Beyond live on the DreamHack channels. You want to find out more? All you got to do is follow their Twitter at DreamHack, follow the links, and you'll get right to DreamHack Beyond.
Well, Rage and DJ, thank you so much again for being on, doing the draft once again. We'll be back here in about another month with you guys for the Halo 3 rounds, and that one's going to be crazy, I think, like you were saying. A lot of people probably coming out of the woodwork for that one.
Yeah. I'm expecting it. I'm hoping so, and I think we're going to see a huge surge of players coming out of retirement, coming out of the woodwork.
Retirement, I think, is accurate. Coming. I think that's accurate.
So, yeah, yep. Except for Shadow S16, RIP.
So have you been following this Twitter?
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, he's setting up the stream. He's getting the stream set up again. You never know.
He could come back. You never know. Can you imagine if in the customs event we rolled back with Shadow, Gingy, and Didge, and Regressor on one team?
And they lose in the first round? Yeah, I agree.
Wow. Way to just kind of throw it under the bus there.
Wow! Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's a thing. So, thank you so much, Spectacular, for letting us do this. I'm excited to be back. We're excited for Saturday, so don't forget, if you guys want to tune in to the show on Saturday and watch the tournament happen, it starts at 12 noon Pacific. That's 3 p.m. Eastern, live at twitch.tv/DJBlue. PDX with special co-host Goose Checka joining Ragemore Nerd and I to bring you some of the best in Griffball action for
Halo Reach. And Goose's royalty when it comes to Griffball. So if you want a good show, that it's going to be one to tune in for.
Yeah.
Depending on how things go, maybe you'll get her in for the final as well. Maybe.
Yeah. That could be it, but depending on how she's feeling. Yep. I don't know what it's like to be pregnant, but I know that it can't be comfortable.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. So for the Podtacular side of things, we did have Fragment Friday last week. GT was back in the hosting position, and we hosted a few games. We expect him to be back tomorrow as well. So if you want to get your Halo kick in on Fridays, come on over and join us on Fridays at 8:30 on Twitch. That's Eastern time. And if you want to vote in what we're going to be playing, whether it's going to be Halo 5 or MCC, hop in our Discord, podtacular.com/Discord, and vote in the poll that comes up on Friday mornings. We've got some matchmaking updates to go over. We have Castle Wars rotating in for CE Anniversary Throwback, and Triple Team rotating in for Castle Wars the following week, along with Warzone Turbo. I don't know what last time here.
Warzone Turbo.
Warzone Turbo!
It's turbtastic! MCC side of things, we've got a social playlist change. We've got Shuddy Snipers coming in for the lineup, and then we have Escalation Slayer moving into the Action Sack playlist. In the ranked playlist, we have Halo 2 Hardcore coming back in for the month in replacement of Halo Reach Hardcore. Are you hardcore players out there? I got a couple of community updates. Keys made a little minute-long video of his expectations of what we can expect for Halo Infinite at E3 this year, so go check that out. We've also got some more cosplay modeling from MH Cosplay. He's working on a really cool helmet. Looks like he's doing some 3D printing. So go on over to the Discord and check out the work he's been doing. He's actually done some stuff in, looks like some 3D modeling and doing some prints off of that. So lots of cool stuff to check out over in our Discord. We've got a nice little article, hopefully, expecting for next week. We should have our May drop of Halo Infinite news. No idea what it's going to be yet. But we'll be back in the hot seats next week to talk about whatever Halo Infinite goodies we have for the May update. And that leads into the summer, which means E3, which means...
Does it even happen? I don't know.
But some kind of conference will happen.
There's a digital version of it, but yeah.
Which means campaign info? Which means flighting?
Oh, here's...
I mean, I care.
It's happening. The game is coming. Everybody knows the game is coming.
So I think this is the last Inside Everybody Infinite that we'll get before some kind of big conference show, industry showcase type of deal for campaign, like any of the big kind of stuff. So, Doc Chaos gifting out a tier one sub to Commander Root. Thank you, Doc Chaos. We've also got Killer DJ Demon subscribing with Prime. Thank you so much for your support of the podcast.
Yeah.
Speaking of support, you can find the podcast on a number of different social platforms. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and you can check our live streams every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time for our podcast. We have our Fragment Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on Fridays, and then we also have Achieving Halo, which is on hiatus because we have contractors at my house doing some bathroom renovations. So Achieving Halo on Sundays is temporarily on hiatus. I have been actually streaming Mass Effect on my personal channel. And yes, DJ. Are you showing off your shirt or your man boobs?
He's a child.
Or both.
I feel like a little of both. Why not? I got some chesties to like be all like, but also get hammered.
Yeah, Mass Effect's been great.
Been really
you passed me up. I got the head start on streaming before you did, and then you just blew right past me.
I had the DreamHack stream yesterday early in the morning, and was like, screw it, we're just going to keep going. So I went from 10 a.m. until 6:30, 6:45, and just rocked it for like 8.5 hours straight up. and at one point had to repeat because I didn't save.
Oh, no.
When I landed on a planet. Didn't save. Got just completely wrecked inside of one of the bases, and then had to go to the back to right when we landed. And I thought,
I died quite a bit yesterday, and quickly learned to start using the quick save feature a lot.
Yeah,
it's there.
Yeah. Now, are you playing keyboard and mouse or controller? And are you on Xbox?
I'm using mouse and keyboard on PC. Yep.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, it's very different on mouse and keyboard. I like it. I've had to get used to it, but I have to rebound.
I've had to do the same stuff. I rebound some keys, and I'm still trying to get better with aiming with a mouse. So my aim is not quite as good as it would be with the controller. But since it's single player and it's not quite as hectic, I'm trying to do keyboard mouse all the way through. And I bumped up the difficulty from normal to legendary, so kind of that middle tier. Difficulty to make it at least somewhat interesting. So I'm really enjoying it though. Yeah. I've only played through the Mass Effects fully once. I started a second run through for trying to get the achievements, so like romancing some more of your squad mates and doing the Renegade path and all that kind of stuff. But I never actually finished it. So this will be my second full run through of the game.
Well, yeah, and I'm jazzed because I've played through them multiple times as different things. Mass Effect 1 is very different than the rest of them, but yeah.
So Laird told me this yesterday. There's a boost now on the Mako.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you can get across that. And that's the thing which you've got to make sure you're paying attention to when you're on those planets. Do run everywhere within the arena that you are allowed to go in with your Mako. It may seem grindy, but you can find some really big, valuable deposits of minerals, uranium, plutonium, magnesium, like all these different things that will cash in that you'll allow you to get that money that you need to buy that hardcore elite armor.
That's like 80,000 credits.
Yeah. Oh, dude, no, I had one in my game that is 420,000 credits to buy. I was like, what the actual does this do? And why is it 420,000 credits? Does it get me high? No. Does it keep me alive? Probably. Should I save for it? Absolutely.
It's more expensive means it's more valuable, right? It's more useful.
Luckily, there's a lot of the original Xbox 360 glitches that are still in the game that they intentionally left in the game because yeah, these are things. People are smart.
I haven't really looked into those, so I'll have to see if any of those are worthwhile.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can go over a couple of them with you off camera.
We've got our Discord. You can find our community over there. That's where we hang out a lot these days. Podtackler.com/Discord. You can also find us on our Spartan company. We are still going for that Achilles helmet. We've got 6 of those company commendations left to go for. And then we've also got our Xbox Club. So if you want to share any kind of screenshots or video clips that you have gotten while playing Halo or share any Halo stories with us, then feel free to do so, and we'll talk about it during our Tales from the Foxhole segment, which is kind of where we just go over community posts and happenings within the Podtacular community. You can find the podcast over on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and then wherever you can find and subscribe to podcasts. If there is a podcast subscription service that you listen to podcasts that we are not on, please reach out to us and let us know so we can get the podcast where you like to listen to them. You can find us on Twitch, and you can subscribe to us there if you want to support us. You can also find us on Patreon. We have a few patrons that help us out. We have Prestige, Ace, Pins, Halo, and Confal. And we had Pins, Halo on the podcast last week, and Prestige, Ace has just hit his 6 months for his guest tier, so he will be on the podcast. We'll try to get that guest host spot scheduled up for him here pretty soon. And we'll get to have another Patreon patron on the show. And if you so choose, you can also donate to us directly monetarily. You can go to podtackler.com/donate, and that takes you to PayPal. If you would rather just send us money directly to help pay for the bills and support some upcoming events, which we hope to announce formally in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. And overall, just if you listen to the show and download us, even though DJ was kind of harping on the downloaders at the beginning of the show, we still
We're just kidding and giving them garbage. They are very important.
Yes, we love everyone your patronage. That listens to us, who participates in the community, who overall is just trying to make Halo a better place. The community is a great place to be, minus the few bad apples, but as long as you can get over the bad apples and find a good place to call home, Halo is a fantastic community to be part of. And I think DJ
and you should show up to the live shows, because we gave away a car today.
We gave away a bunch of cars at the beginning of the show. DJ was just like was made of money somehow.
You get a car and you get a car. He's the Halo community
equivalent of Oprah.
There you go. I'm Oopa Halo.
But quite seriously, with how many like with blue products and Astro products daddy. That you give away. So go check out DJ this weekend for the second Griffball tournament in the DreamHack series. And catch us next month when we'll have them back on for the third tournament, which will be on Halo 3. And then I believe the final one is Community Choice, right? Which will probably be Halo 3.
I'm going out on a limb. I think Halo 4 is going to sneak it out. Halo 3, it usually has the biggest population in general, but I don't know, man. Those Halo 4 kids are more passionate. I think they're going to come out.
I hope so, because I would love to shoutcast Halo 4 as the final, man. That would be so lit and so high, fast-paced.
Halo 4 is a fast
game. Unless it really is. Now, Halo 2 Field of Griff Ball is a thing.
Wait, what?
Shall we add that under the poll? Even though I don't want to call it Griff Ball. Yeah, they're... Yeah, no, Halo 2 Field Griff Ball.
Because I will not shoutcast it.
In Halo 2 Anniversary, they added it. They made it possible, not cured made a game type.
Oh.
It's weird.
I will not shoutcast something I've never seen or played with before. If we could get a Halo 4 vote, that'd be awesome. But it's up to the Griff Ballers, man. The Griff Ballers will figure it out. They'll vote. But we had such an incredible show of people coming in for H4. I think we've got it. I think H5 will never win because it's not an option. It's not on PC. If it was, then we'd have H5 as an option. But yeah, there you go.
Watch them drop H5 just before the tournament.
Oh, no. That won't happen. I've already asked. I was like, is it? No. Damn.
Secretly, right. Yes. All right. Well, DJ and Rage, thank you again so much for coming on the show, gracing us with yet another draw. It's been fun to have you guys on. Go ahead and fill in your socials for whoever missed the last podcast. Where can people find you?
DJ, go your whole thing first.
All right.
You do you.
You can find me live on Twitch at twitch.tv/DJBluePDX. You can also find me on Twitter at DJBluePDX, as well as Instagram, Facebook, and there you go. There you go. And of course, our tournament starts at 12 noon on Saturday. That is 2 days from now. You want to show up for that
one? That's 12 noon Pacific.
What? But Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern. That tournament will be followed by the live DJ show for the Astro UK.
Whenever the tournament ends.
And for me, you can find me on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at RageMoreNord or at Nord. At RageMoreNord.
That's his alt tag.
Or you can find me.
RageMoreNord VPN.
It's easier to find me on Discord. Oh yeah, this hit me up with the sponsorship. Let me know.
Oh god.
Or you can join the Play Griffball Discord. There is a link on playgriffball.com. You can always find me there. That's where I'm most active.
Very nice. Well, everyone, it has been great having you guys listen to us, having you watch us on stream. We had quite a few people join us in the live stream tonight, so thank you all for coming on by. Thank you for all the subs and gift subs and new follows. We appreciate you all. We hope to see you back here for some of our other shows. Not to say that DJ is probably the reason why half y'all are here, but it'd be nice to have you back. Just come back, see what we're all about. We do this every week, hopping on with the news, community or official, and we are going to be ramping things up as Ifnit comes down the pipe. Especially after the June timeframe, when we get a lot of the showcases going on with all the video games over the summer. So
yeah. June's gonna be wild. We've got lots of things happening.
So that's gonna be it for us tonight. Make sure you go over and check out DJ's stream on Saturday again at noon Pacific time. That's when all the Griffball action goes down. It's gonna be some of the best Griffball action that you can find. I'll say it's just about as entertaining as watching HCS play for Halo. It's very different. It's a different pace, but if you...
If you're going to go with paint dry, and I was like, huh?
No, of course not. Unless your paint is drying really quick, in which case, maybe. I don't know. Quick dry.
Quick dry! Let's go!
So go over ahead and check those out. And yeah, until the next time we see you guys, whether it's on one of our game nights or in the podcast here on the live stream or via download, keep on...